Wednesday night, we're learning Chayvus Halvavos, we're learning Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, and the Perek Hey of Shaar Yichud HaMaisa is a long, long exposition of all the wily tricks of the Eitzahara. I should feel foolish.
Just the switches, maybe.
I know it's plugged in.
You have a switch also?
It's like really complicated. Why don't they just make an on and off switch? I don't feel so stupid anymore. Okay, fine. It's a horror. Okay, it's broken.
Yeah, the motor.
Okay, we're on Kufayin Beis, and he's quoting a pasuk in Koheles. Ir katana v'anoshim b'ma'at, u'boi leho melech gadol v'sava v'olsa, u'motsu bo ishmisken chacham. So we're on the third line. We'll stop. L'chayr is broken.
Okay.
Hare tier es ha'odom b'ir katana. The Shlomo HaMelech is describing a person of a small city, the Vishu Olam HaKotan, because he's taka microcosm of the universe. The tier, and he is describing a vore gufo utchunosov in his personality, hanafshios ka'anoshim, it should be. So why are they anoshim b'ma'at ishkayach? Why is it anoshim b'ma'at? U'mo'atu be'enov, Shlomo HaMelech describes them as a few people. Machmas osem chukas o'odom, v'rov ma'voyo v'olam azeh. Because a person wants to do everything. A person, his eyes are bigger than his mouth, we say. Like the Shabbos I was in, last Shabbos. My eyes were bigger than my mouth. I wanted all the food that was there. I wanted, but choser kocho umiyat hasagasabo. The stomach can only hold. You can only chew so much food in the hour. Let's say 2 hours allotted, and the stomach can only hold so much food. So that's why a person has big eyes. He wants a lot of things. He wants everything he can think of. But anoshim, so that's what anoshim b'ma'at means, in comparison to what the person would want, but his ability to get it, and is limited. The tier is hayetzer b'melech gadol, the glal rov tzivosov, and the yetzahara is called the melech gadol because he has all the resources in the world. The whole world is resources for the yetzahara. Because the world is chumri, the world is gashmius, the world pulls a person away from Hashem. He's helped by every newspaper, every advertisement, every radio, every magazine, everything. He has all his resources. He has the whole media, right? He even has the Haredi newspapers on his side. The Haredi newspapers do not describe events as happening because of Hashem. It's full of the same advertisements that entice you to buy things that you don't need and to go on vacations that you don't need. So it's just, it's kosher. That's the only, it's media. So there's nothing good about it. Okay, it's better than the other stuff and the Hanami. You can bring it into your house. You don't have to be afraid. Your kids are going to look at the pictures. Okay, that's a mila. Anyway, it's full of resources. The Omar v'sava v'olsa. He's describing mamish every phrase in the pasuk. And this melech gadol with all these resources surrounds the city. Why? But neishu makif is calling yoni ha'odom v'mistorov uv'niglehu. Because he's involved in everything, as we said, the whole theme of the Chayvus Halvavos. He's involved in every thought you have. He permeates your thought process. He permeates your subconscious. You can't get rid of the Yetzer Hara. Again, not like a little devil with horns and a pitchfork. It means the negative forces in you that want you to not be Ruchni, to go away from Hashem, to enjoy the here and the now, that the body should be comfortable and have pleasure. So that's the Yetzer Hara. So it's makif. You have to realize we learned in Tanya, and really in Chayvus Halvavus also, in Shara Avodas Elokim, but the Tanya says it much, much stronger, that if you eat something that's mutter, but your intention is to have pleasure, that's terrible. It's terrible. You create Sitra Achra, you're hooking up with the forces of evil, the forces of Tumah. Okay, maybe not Shabbos. Not if you do it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's good. You should have a mind to, because it's Shabbos, so that Hashem made it into a mitzvah. But mutter is not okay. It's really, Chaim Zalbova says it, and the Tanya says it. The best that can be said for it is that it's not usher. It's not usher. So, no, the Tanya describes very precisely, very analytically, very precisely, the difference between a Dover Asur and a Dover Mutter that you're doing with Shem Taiva. But an average good Jew would be shocked at how the Tanya describes something Mutter that you're doing, because, you know, I want to enjoy life a little. I want to enjoy it. What's wrong? It's Mutter. You'd be shocked how strong the Tanya, and the Chavit Al-Babas also says, because everything in the world either brings you closer to Hashem or takes you away from Hashem. And if you do something because you enjoy it, again, not Shabbos, that's an exception, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. But if you're just doing it because if you eat something because you enjoy the taste of it, and that's your reason for eating it, it's not good. So we try our best. You try, how do we get out of that? Because, I don't know about you, but out of that madrega, so you try to make the bracha more meaningful. That's a salvation. You can salvage the situation by saying, like, oh, thank you, by thanking Hashem for giving you something that you enjoy, right? Food could be tasteless also. Hashem made it taste good. Oh, so you could salvage it. He didn't make it taste good so that, in other words, you could salvage it by using it as a way to thank Hashem, to appreciate that Hashem gave it to you. So then you salvage the situation.
But the Chovah of Rebbe also says that when you find a job, you should find something that you enjoy doing. So that's the enjoyment part of it as well.
Well, yes, but he doesn't say that that's why you should work, so that you should enjoy it. He said that you should work at something you enjoy. He presents it as that's the way Hashem is communicating with you, that this is what you should do. He says, I'm looking at jobs from A to Z, from Aleph to Tov, and I'm not supposed to pick the thing that'll give me the best parnasa, because that's wrong. Your parnasa is not going to be determined by your job, unless you're off the charts and you decide to sell horseshoes in the Merkaz Mischari here. And nobody has horses in Ramat Beit Shemesh. You got to go to Yishi for that. But here they don't have horses. But you're right, but he only says it as a way to divine what Hashem wants you to do. That's how he tells you, by giving you a certain innate, I wouldn't say pleasure, I would say fulfillment. Not pleasure, fulfillment. You feel, you know, you enjoy doing it. It's an enjoyment. But he doesn't mean to urge you to do it so that you should have enjoyment. You're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it. You're not doing it for the enjoyment. The enjoyment is there, just like things do taste good. We're not denying that they taste good. And we're not denying that Hashem wanted them to taste good, because Hashem wanted to give us pleasure. But our job is not to do it l'shem pleasure. Our job is to do it l'shem appreciation, to appreciate what Hashem gave us, so we have a better understanding of Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, V'Hanora. We have a better picture. Maybe we learn to emulate Hashem. We do chesed for people. We want them to enjoy something, right? Your wife, your children, your friends, because Hashem wants us to have pleasure too. We're not denying the pleasure. We're not saying you should put salt in all your food so that it shouldn't taste good. That would be wrong. That's the Gemara Adirabi. You're supposed to enjoy the world, but you're not supposed to do it. It's a subtlety, but it's a very important subtlety. You're not supposed to do it l'shem enjoyment. That's not the purpose. The purpose is not, from your perspective, the purpose is not so you should enjoy yourself. It's like your purpose is to thereby appreciate Hashem. Hashem's purpose is also to give us pleasure so that we thereby recognize Him. That's what it says. Kol ha'an, kol ha'nikr b'shmi, l'chvoidi, l'chvoidi, yitzarte v'afasisin. That's that famous pasuk in Yeshaya, that everything Hashem created is for the purpose that we should thereby be aware of Him. Because when you look around, He's not here. He's invisible. So we recognize Him and appreciate Him, and therefore we're lahodos, lahalel, by having those experiences. So we say, wow, like why does it taste good? Like, how does it happen that a watermelon like tastes so great? Like, geschmack, very, very geschmack. You know, and an orange has a bitter, a grapefruit, like tart, like all these different tastes and all these different colors. And like, so you say, oh, there's a Hashem in the world. Hashem created everything. Okay, anyway, we got off the tangent here, on the tangent. But that's why he says, he's makif es kolinyoni ha'odom, b'mistorov uvinigleihu. Va'omro, one more phrase in the pasuk is, ubono aleha metzodim gedolim. He creates blockades. What do you call it? Like blockades. It's not the right word. Blockade. What? Yeah, like he blocks off the city. When you lay siege to a city, he makes sieges. What does that mean? He surrounds the city because he's all around, even in your subconscious. He makes mitzodim gdolim like traps. Mitzodim is traps. You use it by fish, nets, or traps to catch animals. This is the Lashon HaGemara, Mitzodim. Tzod, it comes from the word tzod, the trap. Machmas rov rayonosav haroam, it means he has these, he plots to trap you. Machshavosav hagruos, v'hatzaosav hamagunos. These are traps to trap you into chumrius, into anti-Hashem, into richuk me-Hashem. Shehu zomeim, he plots and plans, we found the enemy plans. Sechavis Halav is found, like, right, in the good spy novels, they find the plans. But it's always in code. They got to give it to the to Cone here to break the code. Yeah, you did any of that work? You broke codes? Yeah, you did that? So we're learning Chavis Halav, we're breaking the codes of the Yetzer Hara. Okay, we'll stop.